Hi, girls. I can't tell you how much I miss you. And I'm picturing each of you sitting in your seats now and with your chumashim and your notes. And yeah, it is really difficult for me. I'm not happy with this vacation, but this is the way Hashem wants it. And as we all know, as we learn in Parshas Kisisa, we have to do it the way Hashem wants it, not the way that we want it. So I'm glad at least I can reach out to you this way and talk a little bit about the Parsha. I know some of you have been texting me that you're doing your learning, and that's really, really amazing. There's six of you who have been in touch with me. I hope the rest of you are doing it. Here's my cell phone number, 410-979-2702. Please make sure you're doing it. It's going to keep you anchored, and it's going to keep you up with what we're learning and ready to come back after Pesach. So please, please call your partner, do your learning with her. When you finish, you go back to Parshas Yisro, and you do three psukim there, and then you sing a song of any of the songs that we learned this year till hopefully you've gone through all of them in the coming days. Anyway, what I would like to cover with you is the Rashi that we did not do on Friday. If you remember, we talked about the three reasons why Moshe asked Hashem not to wipe out Bnei Yisrael, and this is in Parshas Kisisa. This is in Perek Lamed Beis. We did Psukim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So the first reason that Moshe said was, why Hashem should you be, will you be angry with your nation? Lama Hashem yechrapcha ba'amecha, they're your nation. Asher hotseisa me'aretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of the land of Mitzrayim. Bekoach gadol uviyad chazaka, with great strength and with a strong hand. And if you remember, the girls dressed up as if they were going out of Mitzrayim. Moshe was trying to connect Hashem with the love that he felt for them. The second pasuk, we had two girls dress up as Mitzrayim, and the reason Moshe gave was, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, why should Mitzrayim say, Lamar, to tell over to other nations, Bira'ahotziam, Hashem took them out for bad, Laharogosam Baharim, to kill them in the mountains, Ulachalosam, and to finish them off. You could get up on your chairs now and sing, this is the place, Omdim Aleinu Lachalosenu. And then we go back to the pasuk, Me'al Pnei Ha'adama, from on the face of the land. Shuv Mecharon Apecha, return from the burning of your anger. V'hi Nachem, and change your thoughts, Al Hara, Ala Amecha, on or about the bad to your nation. I hope you're all remembering these words in this pasuk. Why should Mitzrayim cause a Chilul Hashem by saying Hashem took them out to kill them? So the third reason that Moshe gave is Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zechar la'Avram li'Yitzchak u'Yisrael. Remember for Avraham, for Yitzchak, and for Yisrael, Avadecha, your nation. Remember I told you the story about the woman who didn't have children? And she wasn't scared that anything would bad would happen to her because she knew she could not die without having children. So here, Moshe is reminding Hashem of his promise. You promised the Avos that you would give Bnei Yisrael many children, and you promised them that you would give them Eretz Yisrael. You can't kill them now. You have to keep your promise. So the handout that should have been emailed to you is the Rashi on this pasuk. And you know we always start with what when we learn a Rashi? That's right, She'ilas Rashi. Or actually, we usually talk about it after we learn the Rashi, but we always talk about it. So what's the She'elas Rashi on these words? Zechar l'Avraham, l'Yitzchak, u'l'Yisrael. The question that Rashi has is, why does it say l'Avraham, l'Yitzchak, u'l'Yisrael? And I bet some of you thought of that already. Just say, Zechar l'Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yisrael. And what Rashi says is that Hashem is trying, and Moshe is trying to tell Hashem, look at each one of the Avos as an individual and think of the zchus that each one of them has And make that tchus the reason not to kill B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi says, in l'sreifahim, if they're supposed to be burnt, zechar l'Avraham, remember for Avraham, shamasar atzmo, that handed himself over, that sacrificed himself, l'hi sareif alecha, to be burnt for you, b'or kastim, in or kastim. What he's telling Hashem is, Avraham was ready to be burnt in the Kivshan Ha'esh. If you meant to burn B'nai Yisrael because they did Zegel, Avraham already gave himself over to be burnt. So please, forgive them and don't burn them. Im lahariga heim, im lahariga, and if they're meant to be killed, and this means to be killed by the sword, this is a chazal that we didn't learn yet, which hopefully we'll learn after Pesach, that hereg means killing by the sword. If they're supposed to be killed by the sword, zechar li Yitzchak, remember for Yitzchak. Can you remember where Yitzchak had his chos having to do with the sword? Probably remember. Shapashat atzmo, shapashat zavaro, that he stretched out his neck, la akeda, for the akeda. So please, remember that and don't kill them. In la galos, if they're supposed to go to galos, zechar li Yaakov, remember for Yaakov. Shegalal Haran, he went to Galus. He ran away from his home and went to Haran. So please, Hashem, remember what the Avos went through and please have Rachmanus on your children. This is what Moshe is begging Hashem. Have Rachmanus on us. The Avos went through this already. We are their children. Please don't make us go through it. And then Rashi ends with something that if we were in school, I'm going to tell you what we would have done. I would have asked girls, and you can try this at home, I would have asked three girls to try to make like a, to link hands and try to make like a base for someone to sit on. And get one of your little brothers and see if he could sit on three girls' hands together. But then have one person stretch out their hands and see if your little brother or sister, or even a big brother or sister, could sit on one person's hands, and you'll see, no, they can't. And this is what Rashi talks about, that the avos are like a kisei shel shalosh raglayim, a chair of three legs. If a chair of three legs can't hold someone up, then how much more so, remember that word, how much more so, kal v'chomer, a chair with one leg. What was Moshe trying to say? If the three avos couldn't hold up B'nai Yisrael, how could one person, me, Moshe, you told me, Hashem, I'll make you to a great nation. If three avos couldn't hold B'nai Yisrael up, how could one person hold them up? How could that nation come from me? I'm not enough. So I'm going to read the Rashi, and then we'll talk a little more about it. So Rashi says, V'imeinan nitzolin bischusan. And if B'nai Yisrael aren't saved, like the word hatzalah, bischusan, in the schos of the three avos, ma'ata omerli, what are you saying to me? V'esa oscha l'gai gadol, and I'll make you to a great nation. V'im kisei shal shalosh raglayim, and if a chair of three legs, Eino omed lefanacha, can't stand in front of you, bish'as ka'ascha, at the time of your anger, kal v'chomer, how much more so, l'kisei shel regel echad, to a chair of one leg. So this is what Moshe is asking Hashem. Please remember and forgive them so that we can be a nation based on three legs, and not a nation based just on me, which is a nation of one leg. This is the tefillah that Moshe davens. And I'll read you the last pasuk, pasuk yud gimel, and I hope you're reading along if you have a chumash in front of you. Zechar la'Avraham, remember for Avraham, li'Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, u'li'Yisrael, and for Yisrael avadecha, your nation, your servants. Your servants, you see the yud in it? I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted because Chedva's in the other room, and I know my kids are trying to keep her entertained so she doesn't disturb. So that's why I'm sometimes like a little distracted, so forgive me. Asher nishbata lahem, that you swore to them, bach, in you, in your name. Vatidaber alehem, and you spoke to them. Arbe Esarachem, I will make your children many. Remember, this Arbe doesn't mean locusts. It means to multiply, but locusts are called locusts because they multiply. Remember the cicadas that you girls never saw. Kikochvei hashamayim, like the stars of the sky, v'chol ha'aretz, and all the land, v'chol ha'aretz hazos, and all this land, asher amarti, that I said, etim lezarachem, I will give to your children, v'nachalu la'olam, and they will inherit forever. So that zechus is what Moshe is trying to call on Hashem for. And the next pasuk says, v'yinachem Hashem. Remember I told you, menachem, or Nechama, or Nacham, Nichum Avelim, or Shabbos Nachamu, those are all about changing one's thoughts. Because that's what comfort means. Does comfort mean the pain is gone? Oh, now I'm suddenly happy that this person died? I forgot all about it? No. But when we comfort someone, we change their thoughts. We don't go into a Shiva house and comfort someone by saying, oh, you know, I just saw the most amazing outfit in the store. Maybe your mother can get it for you for Yontif. That won't comfort someone because that doesn't change their thoughts. Because when somebody is sad, you can't change their thoughts. But comfort in this case should be, take out that word and replace it with the words change thoughts. You could change a person's thoughts about a tsar. I once had to do a very difficult shiva. It was for somebody who had a teenage son who died, and I couldn't comfort them, but I could say to them, you know, while your son was alive, he had such an impact on the people around him, and I told them how. And then their thoughts were changed a little bit. And then I know, 2 years ago, I think it was, Rabbi Hexter lost a second grandchild, and I sent him a letter, and I wrote in it, I can't comfort you because I don't even know what to say, but I just want to tell you that I'm thinking about you and feeling your pain, and I wish there was something I could do to make it better. And he thanked me for the letter, but what did I do? I couldn't give him something happy to think instead. But knowing that people were feeling his pain may have made it a little bit less. I hope so. So that's what the word nechama means. It means changing the person's thoughts, not because the situation changed, but because maybe we can make their thoughts focus on something else, another aspect of what's going on. So that's basically the end of the psukim of the tefillah of Moshe. And the next psukim that we would have learned, I'll just summarize a little bit for you. I'm not sure how much I'll be able to do right now of them, but I will definitely do another call. And I hope that you girls will be able to listen. And if you have any reactions, please text them to me if your mother lets. 410-979-2702, any questions or anything like that. The next few psukim do talk about how Moshe brought the luchos down and how he broke them. So, again, hopefully I'll get to do that on another call. But I wanted to end this call by telling you girls a story. And whether the story has anything to do with Chumash or not, I'm not really sure. Maybe I'll find a connection. But it's a story I was going to tell you at one point this year, so maybe this is a good time for it. When I was in sixth grade, I had a class that wasn't always nice to everybody in the class. There were girls who were more popular, girls who were less popular, girls who had more friends, girls who had less friends. But unfortunately, there was one girl in my class at that time who really didn't have friends and wasn't treated like a person. She wasn't treated with respect by my class. One day, I came into school. It was Lag BaOmer. I think I did not tell you the story, but if I told it to you, you can listen along and remember. and maybe it'll make an impact on you, but I'm pretty sure I did not tell this story yet this year. Everybody started asking each other, what did you bring for lunch? What'd you bring for lunch? What'd you bring for lunch? It was a big topic of discussion because we were going on a trip. Our school did not do a lot of trips. We didn't have the trip to the mayor and the trip to the governor and so on. This was the big trip of the year. And people were bringing their own lunches. Just 1 second. That's Chedva. Chedva, I'm recording a class for my class to listen to, a lesson. Could you go ask the girls? I'll be there in a few minutes. Ask the girls to watch you. Okay. Hopefully that will work for a few more minutes. She is really kind of bored. Anyway, so this was a big deal that everyone brought their special lunches for the trip, and what'd you bring for lunch? And one girl said, I brought tuna and pickles. And another girl said, I brought a bagel with cream cheese. And a third girl said, oh, I brought a container with macaroni and ketchup. And this girl, the one who did not have friends, I'm going to call her Susie. Susie, and she actually went by an English name. It wasn't Susie, but that's not a reason to disrespect someone. So I'm not saying it as an excuse, but just a fact about her. Anyway, Susie got the courage to speak up at this point. She wanted so badly to be part of that circle of girls. And she said, I brought a sandwich with mayonnaise and salami. And you could tell she was really excited about it. And I think everybody would have listened politely. Except that that minute, one girl laughed. And all of a sudden, everybody started laughing. And looking at her as if she had just said she brought a dead mouse for lunch. And they just stared at her. And a girl broke the silence of everyone staring and said, mayonnaise and salami? Mayonnaise and salami? And then the moment was over. But this girl was killed at that moment. And her big moment was destroyed, but so was her hope that she would ever be anything in the class, except for someone to make fun of because she did things differently. Afterwards, girls were saying, well, I've heard of mayonnaise. I've heard of ketchup and salami, but mayonnaise? As if she had fallen from the moon. So this story does not have a happy ending, and I was not the person who stood up for her. In fact, nobody did. She switched schools, and I met her years later in Manhattan, maybe when I was seeing the fine for parking sign. She wasn't from. I can't tell you it was because of that day, but that day certainly didn't help. And I don't know if that story was what influenced me, but at a certain point in my life, I decided that if I saw people doing something wrong and no one was saying anything, I would do my best to make myself the person who spoke up, even if nobody listened to me. Because I do carry that feeling inside of me, like maybe I could have made a difference. Even if it was just a tiny act, maybe it could have made a difference. So girls, I'm asking you. We had a Tfilas Moshe where Moshe spoke up to Hashem, even though he felt hopeless. Remember the Lo Haya Lo Peh? He had nothing to say. He said it about Aaron, but Moshe felt that too. He couldn't speak. And then Hashem pasach lo pesach. Hashem opened the opening. And he saved Bnei Yisrael. And you have a story that I told you. And we are seeing in our world around us that tiny little things do make a difference. One tiny little virus and the whole world is at a standstill. One tiny virus and the entire world is at a standstill. You wouldn't be able to see it without a microscope. And the world is coming apart. Little things do make a difference. So when you get off the phone, do something little. Say, Ma, can I help you with something? Read your brother a story. Call somebody who you don't usually call. Do something that makes a difference. Because little things can create ripple effects that change a whole world. Maybe the class wouldn't have listened to me, but maybe this girl wouldn't have felt so alone. Do something that'll make a difference. Call your grandmother who you don't usually call. Call a neighbor who doesn't really have friends on the block and just say hello to her, even if you can't get together with her. I don't know. Do something. Tell your mother you like supper very much. Maybe you always do that. Find something to do that you don't usually do. Because words make a difference and little things make a difference. And you girls can make a difference too. And when you're davening, I know you have a lot to daven for, but please daven that Chedva stays healthy. She's had a lot of medical issues and it's a scary time for us right now with her. So hopefully Hashem will keep her healthy, keep us all healthy. And I will be making another Chumash call. But again, please text me and let me know if there's something that you have to say about what we learned today, a question, a comment, a story of your own. And please text me and let me know you're doing the Chumash Psukim. 410-979-2702. I miss you girls. I wish I was in school. I wish I was seeing you. I wish we were there. Singing our songs, reading our psukim, doing our games and all the things that we do. And in the meantime, have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.